There is never a chance meeting with God. You may think that this is just an encounter, but God planned both the time and place.
The appointed encounter, what does it mean? The appointed encounter, Jesus. Helps me to see.
The Appointed Encounter podcast delves into familiar Bible stories to help us see and know when we have come to our destined meeting with the Lord. And now here's your host, Yvette Houghton.
Hello, hello, hello to one and all. Welcome again to The Appointed Encounter. I am Yvette Houghton, your host. I am really glad that you are joining me again on today. And we are going to now begin our newest series on the book of Ruth. I am really, really excited to get into this book, as I stated in our introduction to the series. And so let's just go ahead and jump right in. We're going to begin, as I said, in the book of Judges, chapter number 21 and verse 25. It's the last verse in the book of Judges, and we're going to read through Ruth 1 and verse 3. Again, Judges 21, 25 through Ruth chapter 1, verse 3. And it reads, "In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there." I began studying this book many years ago and just really went in depth with studying the book of Ruth. And the thing that struck me was that it was during the time that the judges ruled when I first started. I'm like, I wonder if I can find a time frame. And so I just kind of went back to the last chapter of Judges, as I did, and when I finished reading it, it struck me that it said that in those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. We remember the story of when Israel asked Samuel for a king. And it was them rejecting God as their king. And so here we find once again that there's no king in Israel. And the people are mindful of this, and they're just kind of doing whatever they think is best. And we get to another time of judgment, because when we find that there is a famine in the Bible, oftentimes it is a thing of judgment. Judgment has taken place. And again, we've just come out of the book of Judges, and Judges is about deliverance. It is a book of God raising up deliverers from the times and in the times that the people of God, Israel, would cry out to him, but they had always turned from serving him, and God had to allow them to fall into the hands of their enemies and then raise up a deliverer so that the people of Israel would continue to serve him. And so now we get to the book of Ruth. In the very first chapter, we read that when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. Here is judgment during the time of the judges. A judgment has come upon Israel, and there is a famine. And this famine has become so bad that a certain man decides, I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to go and see if I can find food and find what's best for my family. He had a wife and he had two children, two sons, not to say that they were young children, but he had two sons. And we learn that his name, this man's name, is Elimelech. And that becomes very key, because when I looked at that, I knew that Eli means God, and I knew that Melech meant king. And so this man who leaves Israel, this man who leaves Bethlehem, Judah, this man who leaves the house of bread, goes to Moab. His name means to whom God is king. That became very poignant for me, because the man of God is serving God, and is in his eyes, God is king. But yet he's living amongst the people who do not believe God to be their king. They want a king to rule over them. And so he leaves this place because he recognizes this famine and that he can't provide for his family. And he goes to a place called Moab. Moab, if you would remember, is the son that Lot had with his eldest daughter after they came out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and his daughters got him drunk and they slept with him. Moab was the child of the oldest daughter. And well, in the country of Moab, they began to serve a god by the name of Chemosh. Chemosh was a god that they would make human sacrifices to. And so this is the place that Elimelech takes his wife, Naomi. Her name means my delight. Isn't it wonderful when our husbands find us as their delight? My delight. However, their sons' names meant sick and pining. Mahlon means sick. Chilion means pining. And so this man of God, who considered God his king with his delight, took his children who were sick and pining into a land that of people who served a false god. But he felt that being there was better than being in the house of bread. How bad does it have to get that we leave the place of where God has given us? How bad does it have to get that our situation causes us to leave out from the area that we have grown up in, the area that God has given us to possess, and go to a place where human sacrifice is being done? The name Chemosh, its origin is unknown, but it's kind of, they think that it means like a destroyer or a subduer. And so this god was a destroying god. This god was a subduer. And in order to get him to do or to help you, you had to bring a human sacrifice. At one point, we find that the Moabite king brought his son to sacrifice his son, who would take over the kingdom after him, simply to try and win a battle. This is the place where Elimelech took his family to live, and there he continued. This is the appointed encounter. And so what encounter are we having in this situation? What is it about this situation that we should be meeting up with God? What is God saying to us to try and encounter us? Well, I'll tell you, when we get to a situation that we no longer see God as our king, but yet we are trying to live our lives with God as our king, when we begin dwelling amongst such a people that are unclean and that have caused famine to come into the land because we want to do what is right in our own eyes, please, 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 I implore you, don't allow it to cause you to run off and do things and be in places and dwell amongst places. I know that there is purpose in this, but we need to be careful to where we are running. We need to make sure that we run to the rock that is higher than I. We need to make sure that we remember who our king is. God is trying to say to us on tonight, on today, it's nighttime with me, y'all, that we need to remember who our king is. That was the biggest problem in Israel. They always forgot who God was and what he has done for them. And so we need to remember that God is king. This man Elimelech knew that God was his king, and he just wanted to live a godly life. And for him, it didn't matter where I was, but it's got to be better than this, because where I am right now has caused me to not be able to provide for my family. Where I am now, dwelling amongst this people that want to do whatever they want to do, is causing me to not be able to take care of things. I'm dying here, and so I've got to get out. We've got to be careful. We've got to remember. We've got to make sure that even as we're having interactions with others, that we are acknowledging God as King. We need to make sure that as we talk with others, and as we encourage one another, and as we see each other going down certain paths, that we remind one another that God is King, that he still sits upon the throne, that he sits high and he looks low. We need to remind them that he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. This was during the time when the judges ruled. God is our ruler. He reigns and he rules. There is no one like him and no one can do what he does. But if you would but simply acknowledge him as King and Lord in your life, you will see that the house of bread, and the bread will return to your house. We know that it returned to Israel as we continue to read this story, but we have to make sure that we are acknowledging God in these things, that we are not trying to do things in our own ways, that we lean not unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways we acknowledge him. When we are looking for things to take place, when we are looking for the prosperity to come, we have to acknowledge God as King. We have to acknowledge him as our Heavenly Father and know that whatever is his belongs to us, and all we have to do is but ask. But we cannot sit in a situation where we think that we can do whatever we want and not acknowledge God as King. Always be as Elimelech was, acknowledging God as King and saying to whom God is King. Your life should say that God is your King. That is how you should live. And just as Elimelech took his family to Moab and got out and went into such a place, it didn't mean that his lifestyle had to change. His lifestyle didn't change, and we will learn that the lifestyle didn't change because of the change that came into the people's lives much longer after Elimelech left. He raised his family to understand that God was King. He raised his family to understand that this is how we live and this is who we acknowledge. He raised his family so that he could show that God reigns and rules. And so the encounter that God wants to have with you today is that you continue to acknowledge him and that your life reflects he is King. I implore you to make sure that we are living our lives a life well lived and that all the world can see. Remember that we are a city on the hill and that the light is going to shine out of us, and that that light should be reflecting the God that we serve, the God who is King, the God who is head of our lives, the God who takes care of us and provides for us, the God who will always ensure that we have something to eat, ensure that there is bread upon the table, the God, the King of Kings. Encounter him today. If there are things in your life right now that seem to be going awry and nothing seems to be going right and you simply need to get out, what I say to you is to look to Jesus, the King of Kings. Acknowledge him as Lord and Savior and let him reign and rule in your life on today.